Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Children in heart failure have very few options and very little time. In the past, transplantation was the only alternative. Doctors at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC have found that children placed on a ventricular assist device, or VAD, can either recover their own heart functions, eliminating the need for a transplant, or have more time to wait should a transplant be needed. Let's find out how the pediatric VAD, which is under development at Children's Hospital, can make a difference in the lives of sick children.
It's almost been 30 years since the first cardiac transplant was done in Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, of UPMC. We remain as one of the largest programs in the country as it relates to cardiac transplantation.
And Pittsburgh really became the epicenter for transplantation of all organs, and the epicenter really in the world. And that naturally spilled over to Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, which has a proud history in transplantation. The first heart-lung transplant ever in a child was performed in Pittsburgh in the 1980s. Historically, the only option was a transplant if a child presented with cardiac failure that was so severe that their own heart couldn't support them for an indefinite period of time. If they were to get in such a situation that they couldn't be supported at all, we would use the heart-lung machine or the cardiopulmonary bypass machine, which we use in the operating room, to support them for longer periods of time. This machine was really designed for about 6 hours of use during a heart surgery. And the idea that you could support a child for weeks while they waited for a heart transplant really was never very tenable. And so as soon as a child went on an ECMO machine or the heart-lung machine to wait for a transplant, a clock started, and they had perhaps 2 weeks before they would succumb to the sequelae of that machine. And if no heart became available before then they wouldn't make it.
But when we need to support a patient for months, we know that ECMO won't get us there. So we're forced to look at other devices, which is what we call the ventricular assist devices. And those type of devices are meant to support a patient for longer periods of time, while either a couple things happen. Either the heart recovers and you're able to remove the device, and we've been quite successful in Pittsburgh doing that, or we just bridge them to transplantation. And we just wait until a heart becomes available and transplant them at that time.
What's changed now is that we have better devices that we can put in a child prior to them needing the ECMO machine, and they can wait longer. But a truly amazing things happen is that we have found so far in Pittsburgh that about 30% of these children don't ever need a heart transplant. And the reason it's amazing is because we never had good technology and they were just hanging on. We had no idea of their capacity to heal their own hearts. So while a child might break their arm and receive a cast, and in 8 weeks it's better, if your heart's failing, it has to work every second of every day. And unless there's some machine that can allow it to rest, we had no idea that it could heal itself.
At the present time, we're working in developing a totally implantable device. It'll be a little bigger than a AA battery that could be implanted inside the kid's chest or maybe in the belly, and will help to assist the heart, either the right or the left heart, or maybe both. You can put biventricular support in these type of patients.
Our device at this time is about the size of a AA battery. So imagine this device fully implanted in really a baby weighing 6 pounds, perhaps, with the only thing that exits is the power cord. And this would flow continuously and support their heart and would replace the much bigger device like this. The position of the impeller is fully controlled by magnets, and magnets spin the impeller. And so nothing comes in contact with the blood but the impeller. Previously, the impellers were more like a boat motor or a turboprop on an airplane. There were all kinds of things besides the propeller itself that came in contact with the blood, and that was when blood got injured and that was when blood would clot. In a fully magnetically levitated pump, the only thing that contacts it is the propeller or impeller, and this, therefore, is a much more biocompatible pump.
And our hope is that using those devices will be able to save more lives, hopefully allow some children who will benefit from this type of device to recover and hopefully keep their own hearts and avoid the need for transplantation.
The management of children in heart failure is changing. When a pediatric VAD is developed and approved, it's possible that this will become a destination therapy device for the management of heart failure in children.